Well, on that one, I do wish you the best of luck, because sometimes when a radio tells you it's got an error, it just might be done, which would be very unfortunate. KFATPZ.
A friend of mine named Jim, W1IK, talked to you, Steve. Anyways, I did that one time, and I did it again a couple of years ago, and I handed the radio to Jim, and he worked on it. And he got working again. I says, I wasn't impressed, but I didn't think he would have got working, but he did. He's a well, good-known technician, as well as a good technician he is. I tell you, he's a really good, he knows a lot about radios, and being a good technician like he is, and fix radios like he does too, like he fixed mine. And he got all the frequencies back on the air, and I couldn't believe that I got all of my frequencies back restored again when he got back on in the radio. But all the frequencies were even not gone. They already restored in there. Somehow or some way he did something, I don't know what it was to my knowledge, but he got that thing going and had no problem at all about getting on the computers and then talking that radio.